You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. I don't know how many people tell you thank you today, but allow me to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your years of faithful listening to the Refresh radio program and all of the conversations we've had out and about in the community. We truly appreciate you and the honor of sharing God's word with you. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. In fact, we'd like to take this moment to invite you out. It's just a few days away. This Sunday, 10:30 of the morning, we are going to be having our Sunday morning worship service. We've got guest speakers that are coming in that were incredible pastors. They're incredible administrators that have a heart for the mission of God and touching the world with the love of Jesus. Some of my favorite people. And we want to invite you out. We'll be celebrating my 30th anniversary of pastoring Merit Assembly of God on this Sunday morning, December the 11th, 2022. If you wonder how quickly three decades can go by, just blink three times, and that's about how long it will seem. So that's coming up this Sunday, and we would be honored. We would truly be honored if you chose to join us this Sunday morning in church. I have no idea what all's going on, but I do know the Word of God is going to be preached. Jesus is going to be praised, and God's going to come and be enthroned on the praises of His people. So that's this Sunday morning. Love to have you come and be a part of that. So also want to say, if you are considering a concrete job of any sort, whether it's sidewalks, a shed foundation, a foundation for a house, maybe, you know, I don't know what all it might be, but JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804, that gets you in touch with Greg. And Greg and his family have been providing foundational issues for Brevard County for many, many, many decades. And they, you know, my three E's for them are they have experience, they have expertise, and they have a great work ethic. And they will do a phenomenal job for you at a great value. You want somebody who can do that job right, do it right the first time, and then you not ever have to worry about it. So give them a call, 321-536-5804. That's JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. By the way, that family is one of two families that are at Merit Assembly of God that predate me. There were only six people at Merit Assembly of God when we came in 1992. And the four people in my family at that time, that made 10 of us. And so there's just very, very few people who have been at Merit Assembly of God as long or longer than I have. We've had a lot of people that have come. A lot of people have had a change of address into heaven. A lot of people have moved across the country and things like that. But I can tell you, Merit Assembly of God is blessed to be a blessing. We're being a blessing to people all around the world. Missions is our heartbeat, and all in all, it totals about 25 to 30% of our budget on an annual basis, between local, national, and international missions. And we, you know, if you had told me 30 years ago that we'd be giving the tens of thousands of dollars away to missions every year that we do, you would have had a hard time convincing me about that, and I'm a pretty optimistic guy. But God is good, and He is faithful. To Matthew chapter 7 we go. Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to read a few verses. I want you to know that this passage is very similar We'll talk about the distinctive in a future broadcast, to Luke chapter 11. So we're going to begin reading in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7, goes on down to verse number 12. But, you know, if you wanted to hear what Luke had to say about it, that would be in Luke chapter 11. Verse number 7 of Matthew 7 says this: "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." So the first thing that I would like to share with you about this passage is an aspect about the will of God that many times people do not consider. Many times when people are praying about the will of God, they want to know, does God want me to take this job? Does God want me to buy this house? Does God want me to marry this person? They're looking for specific incidents and what God's will is in that particular decision-making process. And believe me, I don't just want God's will. I want his perfect will. There's the permissive will that God, you know, will give you sometimes, even though it's not his best. His, go ahead, you know. You don't ever want God to just say, okay, have it your way. That's the last thing in the world that you ever want to hear God say. So we want the perfect will of God in those decisions. And in order for us to be able to know that, discern that, understand what God's will is, we've got to be students of the Word. So there is that aspect of the will of God. There is also another aspect, and that is where God tells you, this will happen. This is how I am going to respond. And if you go back and read this passage, Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7 through verse number 12, you will see a number of times where it says, this is what God will do. So whenever you see that word will, or see the word shall, depending upon which translation you may have, you'll see a lot more shalls and shalts and shall nots in the King James Version than you will in some of the modern translations. You know, so anytime that you see the word will or things like that, you might want to pay attention to it. There will generally be a corresponding action that sets us up for God doing what he says that he will do. It is a promise from God. One other thing that I would say about this passage before we start diving into it here is that this passage is very indicative that Christianity is not meant to be passive. It's certainly not just philosophical. It's not just intellectual. It's not just emotional. Christianity is action. It's faith in action. And so if you have just been sitting around and hoping that something good was going to happen, or if you thought, you know, just owning a Bible was going to be good enough, if you thought just going to church and sitting there was going to be good enough, I prayed that as you look at this passage in Matthew chapter 7, that you will see that God is looking for you to be very active in the kingdom. So, what does it say? It says the first action that we are supposed to undertake in this little section of Scripture is to ask. Now, the verb in this particular case means ask and keep on asking. Ask and keep on asking. Ask and keep on asking. It's followed up by a second action, and that is knock and keep on knocking. That is the tense of the verb. It is not a one knock and you're done. You know, I used to have to go around and collect money. This is back before electronic payments and things like that. I used to have to go around and collect money from the customers that I delivered newspapers to, you know, back when dirt was new. I had a little paper out when I was in the fifth or sixth grade, and I had to buy supplies and I had to pay for the papers and things like that. And I got to keep a small portion of it, which for, you know, a 12-year-old was good money. If you had, you know, 50 papers on a Sunday morning, you know, hey, you were making more than the other 12-year-olds around you. I hated collecting money. And so a lot of times I could go and I'd like knock on the door. Well, they're not here. And you know, my parents like, why don't you like to accept the money? You worked for that money. They owe you that money. You need to go collect it. So I want you to know that what Jesus is talking about here is not a one and done situation, but it is an activity that we are doing perpetually because he wants us to. We're not asking because we're belligerent. We're not asking because we're immature. We're asking because we're obedient. We're knocking because we're obedient, and we're seeking because we're obedient. Those are all things that Jesus wants us to do. Ask, seek, knock are all the will of God. Each and every one of those activities is the will of God for you and for me. And like I say, the verb says, you keep on doing it. It doesn't mean that we're begging. There are various reasons. There are things that we can look at. For instance, when I see ask and it will be given. Let me read it to you in the tense of the verb, if you will. Ask and keep on asking and it will be given to you. So what that speaks to me is that we are dependent upon God. We are dependent upon God. You know, a lot of times because we're from a Western civilization mindset to the point where we don't really understand the social construct of monarchies and things like that, where there were people at the top of the food chain and they exercised their authority over the people beneath them, and they would tax the crops that were raised. And so the food for the governing officials, if you will, all of that came from the bottom up. And amazingly enough, it was the people that were raising the crops, those would be the people who would get to partake of the crops at the very end of things. That's a problem. That's a problem. Well, in the kingdom of God, that is not the way that it is not the king looking down and saying, you all need to provide for me. We serve the creator God. We serve Jehovah Jireh. He supplies our every need. He will provide himself. He's the one that created the trees to bring forth fruit, the crops to come forth 30, 60, and 100-fold. All of that is by God's design. And so he says, ask and keep on asking because we are dependent upon him. He is not dependent upon us. God is lacking nothing. He lacks nothing morally. He lacks nothing spiritually. He lacks nothing financially. When the offering is taken or received during a church service, that is not God saying, oh, good, the reserves were getting a little low. That's not the offering is a time for us to worship God. It is a way of us continuing in our worship and say, God, you provided all of this in the past. I just want you to know that this is how you've asked us to worship you. I'm going to honor you with that because I know that you are going to continue to provide for my every need in the years to come. We are dependent upon him. We are dependent upon him for our environment. We are dependent upon him for our food. We're dependent upon him for our oxygen. We are dependent upon him for the design of our bodies. Our bodies are far more complex than I could possibly conceive of, just happening by chance. I don't have enough faith to believe in evolution. I have all the faith I need to believe in a creator God who created sophisticated systems at both the macro and the micro levels of creation. It's just, the bodies that we have are so complex. They are literally a masterpiece of God's craftsmanship. And so sometimes whenever we go and we have lab results, when I had a splinter, and I was telling you about this the other day, and my wife dug that splinter out, and if a drop of blood comes, I look at it and say, well, there's a drop of blood. Now they don't look at that and say, oh, that's a drop of blood. They can do an analysis of the blood and discover all sorts of things. And so whenever I cry out to God and somebody needs a healing with their cardiac system, one of the things I pray is, God, you're Lord over the blood. You're Lord over every aspect, every element, every level of the existence of the blood. And so, God, we're asking you to touch it. We are dependent upon God. We are dependent upon God now, and we are dependent upon God for eternity. There are a lot of people who think at some point in time, after having lived a life completely independent of God, completely independent of his word, that at some point in time they're just going to snap their fingers and all of a sudden they are going to be world-class dependent upon God for all of eternity. God wants us to understand we're dependent upon him here and now. That builds our faith to know that we can depend upon him for all of eternity. So there is dependency. So the second one is knock and keep on knocking and it will be opened to you. So the will of God is that when we ask, that it will be given to us. Oh, I'm sorry, I bypassed the one. The second one is seek and keep on seeking and you will find. Okay, I told you about my eyes, so I just kind of bypassed right on over that. Seek and you shall find. Seek and keep on seeking. Well, you know what you continue to look for? You continue to look for things that are of high priority to you. And when it comes to our relationship with God, we are not just seeking what God can do for us. We are seeking the King, and we are seeking the kingdom of God, and we're going to continue seeking, and it doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter how many years it takes. It doesn't matter if anybody seeks along with us or not. We're going to continue to look for it. So a couple of years ago, a little over a year and a half ago, we thought that we may be needing to sell our house and buy a different house in order to make room for a family member. It wasn't because, all the kids were gone and all that sort of stuff. We thought that we were going to be, undertaking a caretaking role, and there were going to be people who were going to be moving to Florida, and we were going to need a different house design. And so we packed up to move. You know, we had some renovations that we're doing. We were getting our house ready and all of that sort of stuff, and we packed everything up. And, you know, life happened. The plans changed, and we're okay with that. But there were things that we packed up that we hadn't been able to find. There's still one item I'm specifically looking for, and I haven't found it yet. I know it's there. I just haven't found it yet. So you know what I'm doing? I'm continuing to look. That doesn't mean that I'm looking, you know, every minute of every day. It doesn't rise to that level. But here, a couple of months ago, I had a day, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna sort through some of those storage containers that we've got. And I opened up one of the storage containers, and I said, this is one of the containers that I've been looking for. And so when you and I, when we ask and we keep on asking, and we seek and we keep on seeking, we are saying, God, you're a priority in my life. You're a priority in my life. I don't ever want God to not be a priority in my life. The third one is knock and keep on knocking, and it will be opened to you. That's the will of God. He wants us to have access to the throne. He wants us to have access. So why does he want us to ask? Why does he want us to seek? Why does he want us to knock? If it's his will to give to us, if it's his will for us to find what we're looking for and who we're looking for, if it's his will for the door to be open, why does he have us participate in this? You know what I found? I have found through the years that people who are not active in the process do not fully appreciate the result of the process. God could literally just speak and all of a sudden you receive. He could speak and you find what you're looking for. He could throw the door wide open for you without you even having to knock. But he is looking for us to be active in our relationship with him, not just passive. So those three things, asking is about dependence, seeking is about priority, and knocking is about access. So the one thing that I felt like the Spirit of God wanted me to focus on here in the last year to 2 years, I don't exactly remember the time frame, is we, as a preacher, I have spent a lot of time focusing throughout my ministry on the asking, the seeking, and the knocking. And God said, don't forget the receiving. Don't forget the finding. And don't forget the opening. So, how do I want to frame this as a picture for you? My wife orders some things. She's got this app on her phone, and she uses it frequently. I tease her sometimes that it's shopping therapy. Sometimes I refer to it as a shopping anointing. Some of the ladies in church, they share similar things. And she can many times get a notice on her phone that says, okay, what you have asked for, what you have paid for, it has been delivered. And that creates something in her that says, where is it? Where is it? So back before Hurricane Ian, she had ordered some things. And by before Hurricane Ian, I mean like the day before, the night before. And the app kept saying, what you've ordered, it is out for delivery. What you've ordered is out for delivery. And the next day was when the storm was supposed to hit. And so you know what we did? Because the provision had already been asked for, it was promised, and we stayed up until like 10 o'clock at night, and we said, you know what? We are not waiting up for this anymore. And it didn't come for another, I think it was almost a week before it got there. There was just a delay because of the storm and everything, and it wasn't that high a priority. But she kept looking for it, even though it wasn't there, because it was said that it was coming. For you and I, we've got to realize God's will is for us to participate in the process, because he wants us to receive, and he wants us to find. He says, you will search for me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I don't know about you. I've got some people that I go to visit, and a lot of times I can tell that they're at home, and I'll go and I'll knock on their door, and they got a screen door. And if they don't hear that, I'll knock on the door inside of that. And you know what that does? That will get their pets to let them know that, hey, there's somebody at the front door. How important is it? We need heaven. We need an open heaven. We need the resources of heaven. We need the King of Heaven to move sovereignly in Brevard County, Florida. We need all of those things at Merit Assembly of God. And so for you, I don't know where you are, but for me, I'm so thankful that God wants to include me in the process. I am going to keep on asking. I'm going to keep on seeking. I'm going to keep on knocking, and I'm going to keep on receiving, finding, and seeing doors open. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.